Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. A day after Tehran rejected the U.S. 15-point ceasefire plan, President Trump is updating his cabinet on the war.
We are absolutely obliterating them.
Iran has denied there are talks going on to end the war.
They're begging to make a deal. And anybody that saw what was happening over there would understand why they want to make a deal. But they say, oh, we're not talking to them.
As far as the timing of this war,
we estimated it would take approximately 4 to 6 weeks to achieve our mission. And we're way ahead of schedule. If you look at what we've done in terms of the destruction of that country, I mean, we're way ahead.
The U.S. is preparing for the arrival of thousands of troops that could be used on the ground in Iran. Iran has been blocking ships it perceives as linked to the U.S. and Israel from the Strait of Hormuz. Oil prices are higher and stocks are lower. I'm Ed Donahue.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.